Hi, everybody. Now, in this module, I want you guys to think out of the box and look at your potential as a uniquely talented entertainer and not just as an MC. I want you to get creative and unleash the power of your imagination so that your special talent can emerge. Now, great live entertainers don't necessarily make great MCs. But the best live MCs I've seen have all been great entertainers. Not necessarily the most talented, but certainly able to entertain. And guys, that's all the audience really want. So, how are you going to stand out from the crowd, rise above the pack? It's easy. You're going to become a uniquely talented entertainer. Okay, folks, stop sweating. It's not that hard. Now, on the module called Show Me the Funny, I taught you about being a humorist. Even if it doesn't come to you naturally, it is pretty easy to inject humor into your events, right? Now, today I'm asking you why just limit yourself to humor. It can be just as easy to look like a uniquely talented entertainer as well. So I want you to ask yourself some questions. The questions are, what other talents do I have? What could be lying around dormant at the moment, longing for a chance to burst out of me? Now, of course, not all events you're emceeing need entertainment, fun and games, but if you have events that are parties, where you need to play games, it's great to break them up with a little entertainment so that the audience don't get exhausted. And guys, this gives you a chance to stand out and show the audience what sets you apart from the rest of the pack of MCs out there. Now, I know most of you know I sing, but even though I do sing to entertain an audience, you probably don't know that I also have a lot of other things in my bag of tricks, and you can too. It's easy. I'm going to show you how, okay? So here's the secret, guys. You do not have to be born talented. You can learn stuff, and then it's just practice. And it doesn't really take long to practice and develop these so-called talents. But you want to know something? It's actually quite funny. Once you unleash your inner creative streak, you'll be trying all kinds of crazy things on events, just like me. Sometimes I think of things in the afternoon and put them in immediately on an event that evening. Is it polished? No. Is it really special? No. Is it entertaining? Hell yeah! Now, I know you're saying, but Donna, I can't sing. Well, I've seen an MC who couldn't sing for peanuts, but he opened his events with a song. He didn't really sing, actually. He just talked the words, but it was a special opening he'd written to Elvis Presley's Teddy Bear, which goes like this, and he would do this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a thrill to be here tonight. I'm going to be your MC. My name is... And we're going to have a great night. Oh, let it be your dinner and dance. And then he went on to translate it into three languages. And guys, he brought the house down. Also, throughout the night, he threw in songs that were parodies. Nobody cared that he couldn't sing because they were roaring with laughter at the funny lines in the song. So you get the idea, right? You don't need to be a singer. You just need to deliver what you're doing with flair, with panache, and from your heart. I was once asked to open an event with a rap. Well, I'm not a rapper, but who cares? You want me to rap? Okay, I rap. I found some music that had a rhythm that I liked, and off I went. This is the customized rap song I opened the event with for this client. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Yo, we know today is gonna be a great day, cause SAP has come your way. Sapphire Now, it's here to stay. Sapphire Now, it's gonna blow you away. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Yo, SAP can take the load. Sapphire Now has hit the road. One last thing, just give it to the code, and together we'll watch your business explode. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Sapphire Now in memory technology. Sapphire Now, it's the best that you'll see. Yo, check it out. I know, not exactly Shakespeare, but it was customized and the audience loved it, especially with my few little hip-hop moves that I put in. Huh? I dance hip-hop? No. Let me be clear. I'm not a dancer and I never will be. But I'm a mover and a shaker. And so can you. Learn a few simple moves, place them strategically in your show, and people will be amazed. So ask yourself again, what else can you do? Do you play any instruments? If yes, brush up on them and use them. Can you beatbox? Do you draw anything with art? How about magic? Magic tricks can be picked up so easily from YouTube. Could you possibly have a little magic trick up your sleeve? I used to work with an MC and we'd do a few magic tricks. One of the highlight ones was a trick called the head chopper. It's a prop where a person puts their head into a guillotine and a blade comes down and supposedly chops off the head. Now, this was a whole routine that took about 15 minutes. It was full of humor and it was a great interlude for the audience. And there was no magic involved here. It was just a prop that could be purchased by anyone. Anyone could do it. No magic skills were required. I've also seen an MC open his event doing something that I saw the Blue Man Group do in the States. He was drumming and splashing luminous paint everywhere. Okay, this was a bit messy, but it was really impactful. I've seen two MCs come out on stage in LED costumes. Now the lights black out. Out they came, dancing to the music. Well, not really dancing, they were prancing across the stage, but the effect was there. The costumes were super impressive and it was impactful. The audience loved it. Now, guys, you may not know this about me, but I myself am a bit of a psychic mind reader. I'm not kidding. Don't believe me? Okay. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Follow my instructions to the T very carefully because I really feel that you and I have this amazing psychic connection. So I want you to follow my instructions very carefully now. You can pause the module because I'm going to ask you to take out a pen and a piece of paper. Okay, pause it now. Go and get your pen and paper. Okay, got it? Good. Now you're going to have to write down what I ask you here because I am going to jump out at you through the computer, through your handphone, whatever it is you're looking at this module on, and I'm going to read your mind. Pick a number between 1 and 10. No hesitation. The first number that comes to mind. Okay, got it? Now double it. Okay? Now write it down. Write that number down. Good. Now multiply that number by 9. Take out your calculator if you need to. Write down your number and multiply that number by 9. Got it? Good. Write it down. Now, I want you to add that number together to get only one number. So, for example, if your number is 65, then you're going to add 6 plus 5, which adds up to 11. Then you're going to add the 1 plus 1, and your final digit number is 2. So, guys, go ahead, add your number, and break it down until you get one single digit number. Write it down. Good. Now, from that new number, I want you to subtract 5. Now, guys, I want you to concentrate here. Focus, focus, because this is a very tricky part. That last number that you've written down, I want you to convert it to an alphabet. So if it's number 1, the alphabet will be A. 2 is a B. 3 is a C. 4 is a D, 5 is an E, 6 is an F, etc. So convert your number to an alphabet and write down your alphabet letter. Good. Okay. Now with the alphabet you've got, I want you to write down a country beginning with that letter. A country, not a city. Got it? Okay, concentrate. Concentrate. I can feel your energy. Write down that country. Good. Now take the last letter of that country. Quickly write down the first animal you can think of beginning with that last letter of the country. The first animal you can think of. Quickly write it down. Good. Now finally, take the last letter of the animal and write down a color, the first color that comes to mind beginning with the last letter of the animal. Quickly, the first color, write it down. Good. Very, very good. Now concentrate. Concentrate. Okay, I'm feeling your energy. Guys, does your orange kangaroo live in Denmark? Whoa! Now, if you'd actually done everything exactly to the T that I asked you to, that's the answer you would have gotten. How did I do it? I told you, I'm a psychic mind reader. Not. Guys, this is so simple. It's a simple mind reading trick. I actually did this trick on a show, and I'm not kidding. The whole audience, and it was about 200 people, actually lined up at the end of the event. I was still on stage. They lined up at the end of the event to file past me and shake my hand. They thought I was some sort of powerful psychic guru. I'm not kidding. This is really amazing. So what's the trick here? Okay, it's simple. The first part, pick a number, double it, etc., etc. This is just pulling people in. The important part of the trick is multiplying any number that they've chosen by 9. Why? Because when you break it down to a single digit, any number that's been multiplied by 9 will always come back to 9. Always, you check it. Then you know when you subtract 5, so your starting number is going to be a 9. So then you know when you subtract 5 from 9, when you convert it to an alphabet, you'll get 4. And when you convert that 4 to an alphabet, you'll always get a D. Now, how many countries can you think of quickly that start with a D? I can only think of one, Denmark. And this is where your probabilities are. Your last letter of Denmark will always be a K. Now, how many animals start with a K? Not many. And the probability of them choosing kangaroo is extremely high. And I've actually usually placed this in their minds by telling them I'm an Aussie, hopping around and saying I'm a kangaroo earlier in the evening. You can do this too. You can ask, are there any Aussies in the audience? Any kangaroos out there? Doesn't matter if there are or not, because you've just planted the word kangaroo in your audience's mind. So now you come to your last letter of the animal. O, kangaroo, O. How many colors start with O? Not many, right? I can only think of orange. Maybe you can think of something else, but the first one that comes to mind is always going to be orange. So, voila! You have just mesmerized your audience with your amazing psychic mind-reading skills. Now, to pull off this trick, I actually usually have Harvey, my husband, go into the audience. And by the way, it's not for every audience, usually only a more very good speaking English crowd that are a little bit sophisticated. And I ask Harvey will go into the audience and give the person that I pick a pen and a piece of paper, and he's going to help them to write it down. Now, you could get someone from the event company to help you, or you could even ask another audience member to help, but just ask them to write in block letters if they can, so that on the big reveal, the final reveal, if there's a video camera projecting up onto the screens, then you project, they'll project that piece of paper up. But here's the really fun part about this trick. Most of the audience will actually be doing this in their own heads along with you when you are supposedly having this psychic connection with that person in the audience. And they're going to actually get the same answer. And they're going to be amazed that you got what they were thinking as well. So I give this to you. You guys can use it. All you got to do is learn it. There's loads of ideas that you'll find if you Google them. See what catches your eye. And all you have to do is make the time to learn or memorize something. And this is what is going to help you stand out. Before you know it, you're going to have quite a repertoire of unique little tricks or interludes to entertain an audience with. So guys, remember, even if you don't think you have any special talents, you're wrong. You do. You just have to learn a few tricks. And you'll be amazed at how impressed the audience will be when they see that you're not just an MC, but in actual fact, a uniquely talented entertainer. So the key points here, guys, are key point number one, you can stand out from other MCs by showing the audience you are a uniquely talented entertainer. Key point number two, you do not need to be talented to look like a uniquely talented entertainer. Key point number three, simple tricks can easily be learnt, or if you've got money, you can even buy simple magic tricks. Key point number four, anyone can be a mind reader, even me. And key point number five, audiences are happy with small things if you deliver them with enthusiasm, with flair, and with the right heart. So what are your action steps for this module? First of all, number one, write down any talents you think you have or you don't have also. Because even though you think you don't have them, as I said, like the singer, he actually can sing songs from the audience's point of view. Action step number two, get creative and see how you can develop a simple talent to put into your events, even with talents you don't think you have, for example, singing and dancing. Action step number three, practice your newfound uniquely special talent. Action step number 4, don't think too much. Just put what you've practiced into your next event and see how it goes. Actually, you'll usually be amazed at how much the audience like it. And action step number 5, keep adding new things to your list of uniquely talented skills. Just like a singer adds songs to their repertoire, you need to also build a bigger and better repertoire of your uniquely talented skills. So guys, if you're really serious about becoming a great MC, which I know you are, otherwise you wouldn't have invested in this course, then do the little things, because over time, it's the little things that I've learnt that have turned into the very things that have made me be able to build my business, make more money, and live my dreams. So chop chop, guys, come on, let's get creative. This is really fun to do this kind of stuff. I'm so looking forward to seeing your unique, special, creative talents emerge. Bye for now, guys. I'll see you in the next module.